This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Walmart thinks it's a good idea to let kids buy IRL items inside Roblox. More on that in a moment, but first, if you've been planning on buying an Apple Watch Series 9, today looks like a decent time to take the plunge. The smartwatch is currently on sale for $299 at multiple retailers, including Amazon, Best Buy, Target, and Walmart. That's not quite the lowest price we've seen. A couple colorways briefly fell to $269 earlier this month, for instance, but steeper discounts have generally been uncommon. This deal takes about $30 off the watch's typical street price on Amazon, and it's $100 less than buying from Apple directly. As of this writing, the offer applies to the 41mm non-cellular version of the watch in midnight, red, silver, or starlight. It covers models with a rubber, small, medium, or medium-large sized sport band or a nylon sport loop. Find the latest news and reviews on this gadget and more at Engadget.com. Mother's Day isn't far away, and whether your mom keeps on top of the latest tech trends or still calls you for help logging into her email account, a carefully considered gadget can be a practical way to tell her thanks for, you know, putting up with you. Sure, the usual flowers, breakfast in bed, or complimentary spa day will always be worthwhile Mother's Day gifts, but if you want to take a different and much nerdier approach, a good piece of tech can make her life easier even after the holiday has passed. If you need some help brainstorming some gift ideas, we've put together a list of gadgets, services, and other gear that should bring any mom a little joy. Head over to Engadget.com for our list of gadgets that make great Mother's Day gifts.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Walmart's Discovered Experience started out last year as a way for kids to buy virtual items for Roblox inside the game. But today, that partnership is testing out an expanded pilot program that will allow teens to buy real-life goods stocked on digital shelves before they're shipped to your door. Available to children 13 and up in the U.S., the latest addition to Walmart Discovered is an IRL commerce shop featuring items created by partnered user-generated content creators, including MD17RBLX, Genosi, and Sarabella. Customers can browse and try on items inside virtual shops, after which the game will open a browser window to Walmart's online store, displayed on an in-game laptop, in order to view and purchase physical items. Furthermore, anyone who buys a real-world item from Discovered will receive a free digital twin, so they can have a matching virtual representation of what they've purchased. Some examples of the first products getting the dual IRL and virtual treatment are a crochet bag from No Boundaries, a TAL stainless steel tumbler, and on Bluetooth headphones. According to DigiDay, during this initial pilot phase, which will take place throughout May, Roblox will not be taking a cut from any of the physical sales made as part of Walmart's Discovered Experience, as it looks to determine people's level of interest. However, the parameters of the partnership may change going forward as Roblox gathers more data about how people embrace buying real goods inside virtual stores. Unfortunately, while Roblox's latest test may feel like an unusually exploitative way to squeeze even more money from teenagers, or more realistically, their parents' money, this is really just another small step in the company's efforts to turn the game into an all-encompassing online marketplace. Last year, Roblox made a big push into digital marketing when it launched new ways to sell and present ads inside the game, before later removing requirements for advertisers to create bespoke virtual experiences for each product. So, in case you needed yet another reason not to save payment info inside a game's virtual store, now, instead of wasting money on virtual items, kids can squander cash on junk that will clutter up their rooms, too. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Sam Rutherford and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.